You must admit, today's story about how one couple met and fell in love is certainly unique. Now add the fact that the place of their meeting has influenced the life and unique hobby of their daughter, and you've got quite a story. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Many couples have a unique story of how they met. Jillian Barch's parents are two of those people.
So my mom's uncle was the person who taught my dad how to fly. And so my dad's first solo flight, he had him take up his niece, which was my mom. And so that's how my parents met.
But what Jillian hasn't told you yet is what her great uncle was teaching her dad to fly. It wasn't a plane, but rather a hot air balloon. The two wed, and eventually Jillian was born, and she's been around balloons ever since.
First time I went up, I was two. My mom ended up not liking ballooning at all, and so she was against it, so I actually didn't go up again until I was 13.
Her mom's interest in ballooning faded when that uncle, who was the instructor, later died in a balloon accident. However, young Jillian's interest never faded, even when her father thought about leaving the hobby as well.
He actually stopped for a while, too, until one day I rebelled and I went with my grandparents without telling them, and they got really mad.
Jillian's grandparents had a balloon, and she had run off to fly with them. This all happened as a 13-year-old. Dad stepped back in to help his daughter. So while some kids were preparing to get a license to drive a car, Jillian was preparing to fly a balloon.
You have to learn the whole process. So I started by crewing, and so I learned how to set up the back of the balloon, how to set up the burner, how to do my inflation, how to do every little piece of it.
It took a lot of time and hard work, but soon Jillian had her license.
You can get your license when you're 14, so you can fly a balloon before you can drive a car.
She got her license at roughly the same time she obtained her regular driver's license. Flying a balloon is an interesting sidelight for a teen. We'll have more with her next time as we travel the countryside. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.